Now, this is Troy. Oh, Troy, I'm sorry. Good morning, sir. Would you, once again for the record, would you state your name and ADC number for the record, sir? Mr. Adams, you're appearing for the Arizona Board of Executive Committee for your revocation hearing regarding the one allegation on your warrant, sir. According to information that we have, you were notified of this hearing back on, let's see, when were you notified of this hearing? Back on January the 16th of this year. Do you remember that notification, sir?
Yes, sir.
And on that, among other things, you stated that you could obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense to represent you. We don't see one in the room today. May I assume that you're going to represent yourself today, sir?
Yes, I will be on behalf.
Okay. And as you can see, there are four board members participating in your hearing, and I would like to introduce them to you. To my left, which will be to your right, that is the Honorable Mr. Elia Kiwanis. On the other side of myself is the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse. On the other side of Ms. Rittenhouse is the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson. My name is C.T. Wright. I'm going to serve as your lead for this hearing. We also have in the room with us today the gentleman that you should be able to see now, and that is the Honorable Mr. Turner. Mr. Turner is representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer. Mr. Adams and Mr. Turner, do both of you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help you God, or do you so affirm? Mr. Adams?
I certainly do. Yes.
And Mr. Turner, sir.
I do.
Thank you. Okay, Mr. Adams, as I indicated before, you have one allegation, only one. I'm going to read it. Once I read it, would you tell me whether it's true or false, sir? And it reads that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 2, as demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of your assigned parole officer by failing to report to your approved placement at Behavior Southwest Systems, directed to the assigned parole officer by failing to report to approve placement at BSS at 6420 South Park Avenue in Tucson, Arizona, on or about January 11, 2018. As regularly written and directed on January 11, 2018, your whereabouts was unknown. Thus, you was in a stronger from supervision. Sir, is that true or false?
That's true.
Thank you, sir. Based upon the admission of Mr. Adams, I move to find that he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision, that he was delinquent, that he had or may have lapsed into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed. Motion by myself, C.T. Wright, seconded by the Honorable Mr. Kiwanis, agreed by the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse, and the Honorable Mr. Johnson. Now, Mr. Adams, we're going to get ready to go into phase two of your hearing, which is very important, because at the end of this phase, the board will make a determination whether to revoke your community supervision or to continue you on supervision. So just hold on to the phone. We're going to get some background information at this time from the Department of Corrections. Once we get that information, then we're going to come back and speak with you, sir. So at this time, the Honorable Mr. Turner will be kind enough to provide us with some background information.
Yes, sir. Adams was released from ADC custody on 1-10-2018 and arrested on 12-28-2018 by the Tucson Police Department. No new charges were noted. He's returned back to ADC custody on 12-28-2018 with an adjusted CSED of 4-26-2019 with 351 abscondes. Current conviction, 2014, burglary, second degree, 2 years, 6 months. He has no prior convictions. This is his first term in ADC with a CUIR score of 3-3. Mental health score of 3. Substance abuse score of 1. No STG information is noted. Prior terms of supervision, 2017, transitional release, absconded for 5 days, arrested, and administratively revoked. Disciplinary is moderate with drugs and harassment noted. Other arrests, there were other arrests, however, the case was dismissed. He has a GB score of G1, V2.
Thank you so very, very much, Honorable Mr. Turner. Okay, you have one sir, on the okay supervision summary, but once again, let me just, we've already stated where you were to reside, and you, once you were released, and that was at Behavior Southwest Systems at 6420 South Park Avenue in Tucson, Arizona. But you never reported as director. So what did you do? Why did you report, and where were you, sir?
When I got out of the Arizona, and since I'm SMI, they were supposed to provide me a ride to Tucson. Well, they provided me a ride to Phoenix. I showed up to Phoenix, Arizona, to the parole office on the 10th of January, and they told me that I was supposed to be in Tucson, so they put me to a place called El Beaver, which is a half a mile from Phoenix, Arizona. And I got over with my sister in California, and she gave me money for a bus ticket from Phoenix to Tucson. I ended up in Tucson, Arizona around 4 o'clock at midnight at night on the 10th, on the 11th. The next day I reported to my parole officer, I think her name was Ms. Trina Nguyen. That's who I reported to. And she said that the BSN place wasn't ready for me yet to show up later that night. And I showed up later that night, they said that there wasn't an opening for me and that I was supposed to go back to the court office the next day. At the time, I was on my MSSR in medicine, and I examined it. I'm guilty of that. I'm not going to sit here and make up any excuses or that the officer will tell me. Well, I got back on my medicine in Houston for Kodak, and by the time that happened, I already had one for my arrest. And I started working at a place called Faith Weights and Protein Kicks, which is a Christian-based gym in Tucson, Arizona. And I had a baby January 4th. That was one of my reasons for not turning myself in yet. I was having a baby with my wife February, or no, she got pregnant in April. She just gave birth January 4th, 2019. My baby is 1 month and 3 days old today. And I have a place to go. I have a residence. I have a phone number you guys can contact them at. I have a job. My job's always there for me. It's a Christian-based gym. It's always there for me. And I just want to see my kid. I just want to get out and be a father.
Okay, now, where are you staying with your wife while you were out for those 351 days? Did she have a house, or did you have a house or apartment? Where were you residing?
We have an apartment. It's 8110 East
Kingwood
Boulevard, Tucson, Arizona.
Okay, and you said you had an apartment. What were you doing there when you were working? What were you doing?
I was passing a flyer out of the marketing director, so I'm getting the name of the gym out there. It's called Paid Weights and Protein Shakes, located on Speedway in Columbus, and it's a Christ-based gym. What I was learning about there, I was getting in touch with separate Christian schools, like there's a Christian Academy, stuff like that, and we're setting up an after-school program for the kids. So we could hopefully, the hope of all that was to eventually get us on the news or radio spot or something, because it's an up-and-coming business.
Okay.
So right there in the market place right there on Speedway in Columbus.
Yes, sir.
The guy who owns it, his name is David Pastor.
Well, we're glad to know that you had employment, because that's always very important when you're out is to have a job, and we're glad that you have a skill, and that they and that hopefully they would, once you're released, that they would take you back. Now let me ask this: now, when you, I think you said that you lost your medication, but you had some kind of SMI situation. So when did you get back on your medication, sir? When did you find your medication and start taking it again, sir?
The end of March. The end of March, I got back on my paranoid schizophrenia.
In March last year, you started back on your medication. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
I started back on medication, and then my wife got pregnant.
Okay.
And I just had a baby January 4th. 1 week after I got arrested, she had a C-section January 4th at the Tucson Medical Center.
Now, what were you taking that medication for? Do you remember why you had the medication, sir?
Yeah, it was for
paranoid
schizophrenia.
And are you on that medication at this time, sir?
Yeah, I am. I'm currently on the medication. I'm A-OK now.
Okay. So now when you, I'm back to last year now, so when you, so did you already know that your wife was not in Tucson when you ended up in Tucson? Well, let me put it this way, sir. After you got settled down, you know, you found your wife, and of course she ended up pregnant. But why didn't you check in with the parole officer after, you know, you had the problem with BSS? I recognize that you had that problem. But now it's 351 days. Why didn't you check in with your parole officer, sir?
Part of that, after I went on vacation, I thought about it numerous times. I really did after I was on vacation. But when I was on vacation, the voices in my head were kind of telling me, you know, don't do that, don't do that. That I heard was schizophrenia. Well, when I'm on vacation, I can think straight, I'm clear-headed, you know, whatnot. Well, I just didn't want to leave my wife out there pregnant. You know what I mean?
I respect you for that.
I tried one time to call,
and
it's true, and I knew
that
she wasn't there.
Okay. What were you doing, you know, when the Tucson Police Department picked you up and arrested you? What were you doing then, sir?
I was putting in gas at a gas station, and a friend of mine was giving me a ride to Little Caesar's Pizza so I could get a pizza for my wife, because she was, at that point, she was already 9 months pregnant. Well, they stopped the car that we were in for whatever reason. I'm not even sure. And they took that to jail. They didn't even ask me questions. They told me, like, if I knew anything about this and that. I told them, I don't even know. And they told me that I was just a product of circumstance. They asked me for my name. I gave them my name. I didn't falter from that. I gave them my name straight up, my social security number, all that. I wasn't running. I wasn't trying to hide.
Okay, sir. Well, we're glad you weren't trying to hide, and we're glad that you're back. So once you're out, regardless of when you get out now, you won't have to be reported back to a parole officer. But at this time, sir, I'm going to see if other board members might have some questions for you or something that they might want to say to you at this time, sir. I don't see anything at this time from other board members. We're coming towards the end of your hearing, and this is your hearing. We'll give you an opportunity to make a final statement to the board without repeating yourself. Anything else you want to tell the board at this time, sir?
My final statement is this. I have a place to go. I have an address. I have a phone number to contact. My baby is 1 month and 3 years old, and I just want to be a father. I just want to be there and be a father for my baby. I have a job. My job will always be there for me. If you guys grant me parole again, I would really appreciate that. I have 77 days left. I have no problem doing that on parole. That's it. Thank you.
Thank you so very much, Mr. Adams. The board is now going into discussion. We're going to ask you to stay on the phone, but remain quiet. And we're going to, the board will have a discussion there. And following this discussion, the board will make a decision. We operate under the open meeting laws in Arizona. You can hear everything that we say, so please don't hang up, sir. It's Mr. Adams, Mr. Troy Adams, very interesting young man. He ended up eventually getting to Tucson. He left for Yuma and ended up in Phoenix and eventually got a ticket. Ended up in Tucson and ended up with his wife. And when he got there, according to him, when the BSS did not have a room for him when he initially arrived, and somehow once he got settled in, he found his wife, and he never did the report back to his parole officer. I find him as being a real interesting young man who has a future before him. If he can just stay on that medication, and if he can just do well, I can tell by his voice that he's very much interested in his baby, who was just born just recently, and we commend him for that. We also commend him for having a job while he was out. That's always important for employment purposes. However, for whatever reason, he just absconded for 351 days, almost a full year. And we just cannot overlook that, because that's one of the things that is very important, that the parole officer at all times know where he is, and the parole officer had no idea where he was or what he was doing for 351 days. However, as he stated himself, he has only 7 to 7 days before he will have completed everything. And I think it would be in his best interest just to go ahead and remain incarcerated and complete those days. And once he get out in April, then he will won't have to report to a parole officer. He'll be on his own and with his family. And I think that would be in his best interest. But I'm only speaking as one board member. Any other board members? Any discussion by other board members? I don't hear any discussion by all other board members. Therefore, I'm going to offer a motion at this time as it relates to Mr. Troy Adams, ADC number 311732. Based upon the information contained in warrant number 2018-W0321, I'm going to move to revoke his community supervision inasmuch as he did abscond for some 351 days. And it's just that simple. If he had not absconded, I would not make that motion. So that is my motion to revoke his community supervision.
Second.
Agreed.
Motion by myself, C.T. Wright, seconded by the Honorable Mr. Rittenhouse, agreed by the Honorable Mr. Kawanis and the Honorable Mr. Johnson. So your community supervision has been revoked by this board. However, you're scheduled to be released on April 26th of this year. At that time, you won't have to report, unless something else comes up that we're not aware of, you won't have to report to a parole officer. You can be there with your wife and your kid and live a productive life, but make sure that you're still on that medication, because I think when you're on that medication, you'll do well, but when you're not on that medication, you have, it seems to me that you're going to continue to have some challenges. So please get your medication. This will end the hearing, and please tell the CO3 that your hearing is over, and he can bring the next person in. Thank you so much, and have a great day. Good luck. Thank you.